Blog Talk Radio.
And shalom, shalom. I am Ima Ahuva, your host, and you're listening to the Set Apart Life Morning Show. As usual, I like to say it's a pleasure to be here with you guys this morning to talk about whatever. We're supposed to have someone come in and give us a definition of a word that we all have been talking about for the past few weeks. Hopefully he'll come in, but if not, we'll still have a good show. Anyway, you know, our people are losing their ever-loving minds, and the reason why I say that is because one day last week, after Shabbat last week, there was this particular video on YouTube that was done that, you know, a lot of people watch, and these so-called Hebrews sent these threatening message to the brother and his wife because she was on the YouTube video. I mean, now, first of all, you know, to tell another man what he's supposed to do with his wife, you're out of order. And number two, you're out of order for even saying anything to another man's wife in the first place. But to threaten to tell them that if he don't shut up his wife or something to that, that somebody would do it for him. What kind of stuff is that? You know, what kind of stuff is that? You know, what these people have done, now they call themselves Hebrews, but I don't know. I question it because they don't carry themselves as such. You know, they think that women have no rights. They shouldn't be speaking in public. I mean, like a Sharia law type of thing. You know what I mean? And then, you know, are not supposed to say anything. A teacher, you know. In other words, what they have done what Christianity did. They took our kingdom covenant that the Most High gave to us and twisted to say that it was okay to have slavery, okay, to enslave our people. Now, these individuals who are calling themselves Hebrews, have taken our same covenant and twisted it for their own personal religion to oppress women. I mean, there's no difference. It's the same thing. You know, the Most High gave us a covenant to govern how we live in the land and how we govern ourselves, and you're going to twist it for your own religion purposes. You know, that's crazy. You know, we need to grow up, people. That doesn't make any sense, you know, to do things like that. But, you know, that's people for you. And that's one of the reasons why we got in trouble in the first place, why we in dysphoria in the first place. Because people being hard-headed, kicking the Most High's commandments aside for their own man-made traditions. And this is what they're doing, again, using their own man-made traditions, in the law, not obeying his laws, but having their own. It's crazy. It's really crazy out there. And the closer we get to the end times, the more crazier it gets. So, you know, I'm going to take an early break, and then we'll be right back. Let's see. We're going to take us a break, and we'll see you on the other side.
Shalom, Yisrael. I would like to introduce you to HebrewMarketplace.com, a business directory for Hebrew Israelites across the globe. This is a platform for us to find and support each other in our endeavors. If you have a product or a service that you offer that you would like to present to your Hebrew family, I invite you to get listed at HebrewMarketplace.com. You can post your business information, pictures, and a video link in your listing. There's also a space to post your events here for free. Come by and visit the site often to see new listings and support our brothers and sisters in their endeavors. And remember to share the site and the listings that you find here with others. Shalom, Mishpacha.
Hey, did you know that if you consider yourself a part of the Almighty Yahweh, Yahuwah's people, that there is a sign you are to literally carry? A sign that He put in place Himself, showing who belongs to Him? Exodus 31:13 reads, "Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, Surely my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies you." And here's a bonus. Did you know that His Sabbath is not the Sabbath most believers keep today, which is the day of the sun, also known as Sun Day? Now remember, when you learn better, do better.
Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob. But what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This is the day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today? Yeah, now. Well, Africa must wake up, you sleeping sons of Jacob. But what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This is the day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today?
The black oasis, ancient Africa, the sacred. Awaken the sleeping giant. Science, art is your creation. I dreamt that we could visit old Kemet. Your history is too complex and rigid for some Western critics. They want the whole subject diminished. But Africa's the origin of all the world's religions. We praise bridges that carried us over the battlefronts of Sudanic soldiers. The task put before us.
You hear me out. Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob. But what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This the day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today? Yeah, now. Well, Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob. sons of Jacob, for what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. It's the day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today?
Who are we today? The slums, diseases, AIDS. We need that all to fade. We cannot be afraid. So who are we today? We are the morning after, the makeshift youth, the slave ship captured. Our diaspora is the final chapter. The ancestral lineage built pyramids. America's first immigrant, the king's son and daughters from now waters. The first architect, the first philosophers, astronomers, the first prophets, and the doctors was us.
Hey, now can we all pray? Each in his own way, teaching and learning. We can work it out. We love a warm bed. We love some warm bread and shelter from the storm dread. And we can work it out. Mother Nature feeds all in famine and drought. Tell those selfish in ways not to share us out. What's the tree without root? Lion without tooth? The lie without truth? You hear me out. Africa must wake up. You're sleeping sons of Jacob. For what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today? Yeah, Lord. Well, Africa must wake up. You're sleeping sons of Jacob. For what tomorrow may bring, bring some more love come. This day we working. I tell you, young blood, this world is yours today.
Daddy, oh, daddy, why you never just eat it? On Ninky Dorte, Visa, why didn't get the eat it? On the Makila Tesso, why didn't get the Lushe? On the Adlinky Tom, I, why didn't get the Lushe? Daddy, oh, daddy, why you never just eat it? On Ninky Dorte, Visa, why didn't get the eat it? On the Makila Tesso, why didn't get the Lushe? On the Adlinky Tom, I, why didn't get the Lushe?
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Give your name the highest praise today. So we say hi.
Before that was by Nas and Damian Marley, and that was Africa Must Wake Up. It is 20 after the hour, and it is 57 degrees here in sunny Los Angeles. So, just a warning to you guys, if you hear a creaking, that's my chair. I'm sitting here in the chair with my foot propped up. Still have to keep it propped up because it still swells if I put it down for too long. I have a question. It's kind of interesting. Everybody talks about on YouTube, a guy, I was replying to a particular video, and, you know, they mentioned a particular verse not being in the Bible, or in the, I like to call it the Sefer, because, you know, Hebrew for the word, you know, Bible is Roman, Greek, you know, kind of pagan in a sense. But, okay, so I'm going to call it a Sefer. So when you hear me talk about the Sefer, I'm talking about Scripture, okay? Now, in Scripture, in the particular Scripture, we were talking about, and the first thing he brought up was that, well, oh, it's not in the Sinaiticus, the Codex Sinaiticus. You know, it's supposed to be one of the oldest manuscripts, but it's a Greek manuscript. So what I want to find out is the Ethiopian Gaze translation of Scripture older than the Greek translations? For some reason, I have a suspicion that it is. And also, like, they try to talk about the Peshitta not being old, but, you know, that was copied. You know, it's a translation of a translation. Well, not a translation, but copied after the oldest ones. And I think the Peshitta Aramaic text is older than the Greek. So, you know, I want to get a hold to someone who knows about the Giz, who can actually kind of date it. Because if what I'm looking for is in there, that'll prove my point. You know, people come up with they look for Scripture to validate what they believe. Okay, we were talking about honey, and they were saying, well, no, the honey they talk about come from dates and fruits. Well, when you see in Scripture, it talks about a honeycomb. That's even in the Tanakh. Now, you cannot get fruit honey or whatever from a honeycomb. A honeycomb is made by a bee, regardless of what these people want to believe. A bee makes a comb and fills it with honey. That's where the honeycombs come from. But you have these people want to say, oh, you know, it was date honey. Well, I don't see nowhere in Scripture where it said it was date honey. It said sweet as a honey from a honeycomb. And only bees make honeycomb. And this is through the Tanakh, not only the Brit Hadashah, which is new, what they call the New Covenant, but it's also in the Tanakh, as I said. So I just need to find out if someone out there knows or understands, can read the Ethiopian Gaz translation of Scripture, of what these particular verses are saying, and even if they're in the Scripture, because one verse, it's in the Brit Hadashah, it's in John, when the Talmudim gave Yeshua, you know, he said, what do you have to eat? And they gave him a honeycomb and some fish. And he said that verse isn't in the Brit Hadashah, you know, in John. So I want to see if it's in the Gaz translation. If it's in there, then most likely it was there in the first place. So, I'm just so tongue-tied this morning. But anyway, people always want to twist the Scriptures for their own use. Now, if you don't want to eat honey and you think honey is unclean, crying out loud, don't eat it, okay? That's what I have to say. Just don't eat it. But don't come up with these stories about, oh, this was date honey, and you can't back that up. Because if you can't show me in the Scripture, in the Sefer, where it says the honey they were talking about was made from dates, then don't come to me with that, you know? Don't come to me with that. And back to what I was saying when we first started this show this morning, how people twisting the scriptures. You know, they take in the kingdom covenant, a covenant that was written for our king, for the kingdom of Yah, and they're making it a religious book. You know, it was never made to be religious. It's to govern a people. And they take this, you know, they take it and they twist it. And then they take these, you know, they make them, what can I say? What's the word? They take the word, and just like we all know, in the beginning, there were no chapters and verses. Then they pull out one, well, what about this right here? Well, what about that? You got to read that in context with the whole thing. And then when you read the apostolic writings, those are letters. You have the gospels there, and then you have letters. Those were letters written to specific individuals or places. So you can't really take those and try to make it say something that it's not saying. And so people need to stop doing that and let the word speak for itself. And let our living word speak for itself, because we know that he is Yeshua, Yahushua, however you want to say it, is the living word. And we just got to stop with all the foolishness. We just have to continue doing what the Father says do, keep the Shabbat, and, you know, stop adding to what the word says, you know, because basically that's what it is. You're adding to the word when the Father said not to. So, with that, we're going to play us another song. We're going to take another break. Then we're going to play a couple of songs. We'll be right back after the break.
Here's something to think about. Why do believers call themselves Christians? Is this word truly accurate to describe the believers in Yeshua? The word is only used 3 times in the Bible. We know from Acts 11:26 that the disciples Paul and Barnabas were first called Christians at Antioch in Greece. But did they appreciate the name or use the name Christians to describe themselves in any letters? We know that Peter said in 1 Peter 4:16, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed." In Acts 26:28, then Agrippa said to Paul, "You almost persuade me to become a Christian." Was he being sarcastic? Paul describes believers in 2 Corinthians 11:22, saying, "Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I." In Romans 9:4, Paul says, "These are Israelites to whom belongs the adoption as sons and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the Torah." Nowhere does Paul describe or address believers as Christians, but he calls us either saints or Elohim's elect. James opens his epistle to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. In Acts chapter 24, Paul is described to Felix as a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. Luke also uses the term the way to describe followers of the Messiah. But here's a kicker. What is practically unknown is the fact that there were Christians on earth before Yeshua HaMashiach was even born, for over 1,000 years, and they were called Greek pagans who worshipped Helios. The Greek word for Christian originated from Christos, which means good, and later developed into Christos, which means anointed. All the pagan gods of Rome and Greece were called Christos, anointed, long before Yeshua was born. So when the Greeks in Antioch called Paul and Barnabas Christians, was Paul and Barnabas happy to be labeled as just another pagan believer who worshipped another good or anointed god? Does that word truly describe the churches and the belief system that the apostles were establishing? Or is this word just another pagan word adopted by the Roman Catholic Church from the Greeks? I'm Bill Sanford with a Torah Thought for the Day.
This is truth music, the truth movement. Yo, we've been a part of the biggest conspiracy this planet has ever known, man. You ever wonder why everybody seems to hate us? Everywhere we go, seems like everybody hate us. The world is against us. We gon' bring y'all some light, you know what I mean? Check it out.
It's been a long time, but we waking up so many. Lies been told, we waking up so many. Locked up so many, shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us. Take our names away, but couldn't shake us. Now pray to the Most High with all your might.
What's going on?
We didn't survive. Lie to us, Christians lie to us. Read the Bible, the history is tied to us. Nobody cried for us, Messiah died for us. Ask the saints, all of them cried for us at last. The truth is found.
finally come out. We the people of the Bible. This is no doubt. Can these bones live? I am living proof and baffled. Why my people hate the truth? False religions, false idols, false titles. This is truth music, not elementary recitals. Feel this, y'all. Get close to the speaker. The world strengthens me when I'm feeling weaker. Let it sink down deep, deep into your mental. Truth gets so hot it overheats. Instrumentals, we from the big cities, plus the big lights. What a feeling, y'all. We the Israelites.
Long time, but we waking up so many. Lies been told, we waking up so many. Locked up so many, shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us, take our names away, but couldn't take us now. When I pray to the Most High, when on your mic, what a feeling, y'all. We the Israelites.
Close your eyes, picture 400 years of slavery. The same people had a lifetime full of bravery, hung in trees just like the Savior. Had to pick up the pen and put the truth down on paper. And if you don't believe me, check out the script. Deuteronomy 28 and 68, that's a tip on who was brung to the U.S. on slave ships. Learn real history, not just BS. Heretics, governments, politicians making satanic decisions. Walt Disney turning kids into magicians. But now, truth is coming out in these last days. Put the strong drink down and throw away your haze. Plagues, don't worry, the Most High will bring them. You want to know whose address is on the kingdom? We from the big cities, plus the big lies. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
Long time, but we waking up so many. Lies been told, we waking up so many. Locked up so many, shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us, take our names away, but couldn't take us now. I pray to the Most High, when on your mic, what a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
The pit man of Israelite thing is really it, mind blowing. Who knowing, try to stop me from flowing. Red or green light, I just keep on going. I quiet up like a church mouse that's tiptoeing. My brothers living falsehood, they not knowing. Think we niggas, think we black Americans, Democrats or Republicans. Pledge allegiance to fraternity, burn eternally. Tell them the truth, my folks quick to turn on me. They still learning me, my family is concerning me. I got a flow that's just straight up be earning me. But Satan got a tooth in the backyard, don't miss it. They call me king, but my hand, you don't kiss it. We from the big cities, plus big lights. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
Long time, but we waking up so many. Lies been told, we waking up so many. Locked up so many, shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us, take our names away, but couldn't take us now. When I pray to the Most High, when on your mic, what a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites. Man.
Messiah.
Follow the Messiah. Follow the Messiah. Follow the Messiah.
When Yahshua was in Mitzrayim's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard that they could not stand, let my people go. Go down, Masha, way down in Mitzrayim's land. Hello, Pharaoh, to let my people go. Oh, let us all from bondage flee. Let my people go. And let us all in Mashiach be free. Let my people go. Go down, Mashiach. Way down in Mitzrayim's land. Hello, Pharaoh, to let my people go. You need not always weep and mourn. Let my people go. And wear those slavery chains forlorn. Let my people go. Go down, Masha. Way down in Mitzrayim's land. Hello, Pharaoh, to let my people go. Your foes shall not before you stand. Let my people go. You shall possess the Canaan land. Let my people go. Go down, Masha. Way down in Mitzrayim's land. Hello, Pharaoh, to let my people go. Go down, Masha. Way down in Mitzrayim's land. Hello, Pharaoh, to let my people go. So that we may worship him. So that we may worship him. Worship Yahuwah. So that we may worship him. So that we may worship him. Worship Yahuwah.
All right, we're back from our break. The first, that song was by Hadara by Yah, and that's Let My People Go. And the first song was We Are Israelites, and that was Truth Music. And it is now 38 after the hour. And moving right along, I thought we were going to have a special guest to come in this morning, but since he's not here, we're going to go on and talk about happier stuff. And leave that topic for another time. As usual, you guys know that one of my favorite things to do is garden, and I'm getting all my good gardening catalogs coming in. And one is called by Baker Seed Company, Baker Creek Heirloom Seed, that came in, and I am so looking forward to getting ready to plant, but I wasn't even able to prepare my bed, y'all, because the day that I fell, I was going to do that the very next day. So I'm look out there every day and I'm watching their weeds trying to grow, but thank goodness that they're raised beds, so I can just go out there and just pull the stuff up out of them. But yeah, I didn't get a chance to prepare them like I wanted to, so. You know, I'll probably just plant a little later. You know, I'm in California, Southern California, so we got year-round planting here anyway. But I did want to get something started kind of early. I still might be able to if I can get back there in that yard. To get the beds prepared. But if you're one that gardens, what are you planting this year, or do you usually plant the same thing every year? Are you going to try any new seeds or try planting new things except for the standard things we always plant is like collard greens, tomatoes, cucumbers, zucchini, squash, you know, the typical stuff. But this year, you know, I wanted to try some new stuff. In this catalog that I'm looking at right here, it happened to be sitting on the desk where I am. They have a lot of interesting heirloom varieties that I want to try. I was just looking at, I passed it. It's like a chocolate hot pepper. Let me see if I can find. Yeah, there it is. Chocolate habanero. How fun that would be to grow that. I think I'm going to grow that. Yeah, the chocolate habanero. Wow. Okay, yeah, so that looks like it ought to be fun. And they have so many different kind of melons that you can choose from, like besides watermelon and cantaloupe and honeydew melon. There's, I don't know how many varieties of melons they have. Just, you know, wow. Yeah, they have quite a few. They have quite a few. It's like five or six pages. No, it's more than that. Of just melons. So I would like to try some of these melons, some of the new melons. No, well, not new melons, but melons I have never tried before. They have this. It's called a Casa Banana. And it looks like it's a red cucumber, but it's a melon. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, I want to try a lot of different things this year, a lot of new things. I want even want to do some edible flowers. They have edible flowers here. You can plant right along with your veggies. Yeah, there's a lot of new stuff in here. Different color watermelon. They have the red, the yellow, the orange, the white. Yeah, and all we're used to seeing is a red watermelon. And then when we see something different, it's like, ooh, that's not a watermelon. But no, water. And these are heirloom. And that means they've been around for years and years and years and years. Okay. Yeah, all their seeds are basically all their seeds are heirloom. So what you see is what you get. It's awesome. Yeah, and they have other things that are different, like the gourds. I've never planted a gourd. I don't know what I would do with that if I did plant it. And the different hot peppers. I want to try, but I need to get this in the ground like ASAP, though. They have the different color okra. Like we only see green okra. They have, it's orange and red, something called red velvet and burgundy. And then they have your standard. They have one called Emerald Louisiana that in Eagle Pass, that's green. But, yeah, they have okra in different colors. They have, like I said, the different melons and the different lettuces. Wow, some of these lettuces are just beautiful. And then they have kale. A lot of us are hip to kale. They have one here called scarlet kale. It's almost red. It's red. Then they have blue curled scotch kale. So, yeah, you guys should invest. Go online. And if you're going to plant this year, if you haven't already, go online and get you some catalogs and plant you some gardens, you know, or you know, if you don't have a lot of space to plant, then get you a big pot. If you have a big pot and you can find a sunny area, stick that pot in the sunny area and plant a couple of things in it. You'd be surprised at what you can put in a small space. If you have a 4x4 area, yeah, do that too. Because, hey, there's nothing like having your own, growing your own food. And a lot of times it's better and safer because you know what you're feeding your family, you know. And like I always say, gardening and canning go hand in hand. So if you are a person who likes to garden and have never canned, then, you know, it's time for you to start learning how to can. To put away your own food, because again, you know what you're feeding your family and you know what you're growing, and you don't have to worry about GMO, you know, is this GMO product, because most of the corn, if not all, if it's not organic corn, it's GMO, and we're feeding that to our families, and it's not healthy because we don't know what a GMO, genetically modified food product is doing to our bodies. You know, I believe it's doing a lot of harm. That's why there's so much sickness and cancer and things like that going on because of what they're doing to the food. So I think it would be good to, you know, invest in some healthy seeds, get some healthy seeds in a plant and, you know, have your own garden. Like I said, I love gardening. And if you don't want to do, if you have never gardened before, that's what I'm trying to say, you can start by just doing small things. You know, grow some cherry tomatoes, which is easy. Cucumbers are easy. So is zucchini. What else? Greens, collard green or kale, those are very easy to grow too. So invest in some seeds and start planting something. Get yourself a garden. If you don't have the plot, if you know somebody who lets you use like a 4x4 or 4x6, 4x8 space, put a bed in there and grow some food, you know, and then share with some of your bounty with them when you grow it. So, yeah, gardening. I love it. I love this book. And I want to go through the different types of things that you can grow. But we're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to come right back. Let's see. Here we go.
There is really very little difference in a false witness and a traitor. Both portray lies and act deceitfully among the brethren. And yet there are those who do both unknowingly, because they themselves are deceived about what is truth. The word traitor in Greek means to give in to your enemy's hands and surrender. And in Hebrew, the word traitor simply means to be unfaithful. The greatest traitor was Judas, who betrayed Yeshua with a kiss the night he was taken into custody. And yet we can only surmise from the actions Judas took the next day by hanging himself that not only was he extremely remorseful, but he may have thought what he was doing was righteous, because he apparently wanted to force Yeshua to use his divine power to become king and somehow lead the cause to defeat Rome. Whatever his reasoning, he was deceived. Which leads me to ask the question, how many believers today are deceived about the practice of man-made doctrines that have the appearance of righteousness and faithfulness on the surface, but are actually promoting lies and deceit among the brethren, and have departed from the one true faith handed to us by the apostles to guard and protect? Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. How many believers have actually surrendered their faith and are now acting unfaithful by practicing the counterfeit substitution that the apostate church has demanded we observe if we wish to remain faithful according to their definition of faithfulness? To practice a lie and to believe it as truth is the definition of being deceived, and whether knowingly or unknowingly, the end result is unfaithfulness. And this is exactly what the practice of Christmas, Easter, and Sunday as Sabbath is. And those who practice such are actually not only traitors to the one true faith, but they are bowing their knee in submission to the whore of Babylon and condoning falsehood to rule their spiritual lives, and are rejecting Father's Torah. I'm Bill Sanford with the Torah Thought for the day.
Set apart music. All praises to the Most High Yah. IH, set apart music. They say it's going down, we say it's going up. The name of Yah is the only thing we throwing up. They say it's going down, we say it's going up. The name of Yah is the only thing we throwing up. They say it's going down, we say it's going up. The name of Yah is the only thing we throwing up. They say it's going down, we say it's going up. The name of Yah is the only thing we throwing up.
living for my own desires, caught up in the mix. Thought the only way to find happiness was getting rich. Blinded by the glamour and the glitz, out hustling, my only motivation was to get what I could get. By any means necessary, come up with a scheme, all to achieve the American dream. The women and the cars that you see in magazines, so-called star living life as a king. Parallel reality, it's all a distraction. Found out the truth, now my thoughts and my actions on another level, see my ways ain't the same. People I was close to, looking at me strange. Exactly how I like it, let me know I'm set apart. Yeah, I turned on the light, I'm no longer in the dark. Now I fully understand what it is to be a man, say, following the Most High's laws and command. Now I say hallelujah, give praise to his name. And if you had wisdom, then you would do the same. His grace and compassion is how I overcame. Even when it looked grim, he brought me through the rain. So don't worry about the weather, indeed it gets better. You put Yah first, you can make it through whatever. Every day I'm breathing, I strive for perfection, and praying I'm awakened in that first resurrection. I'm far from religious, it's the nation that I represent. Hebrew Israelite, I can show the evidence. Written in the Bible, our history and heritage, chosen by the Most High to be his inheritance. Living with the curses, but we seeking and we turning back. Ways of the world, we no longer take a part in that. Lies and corruption, on that wide road that leads to destruction. Who you put your trust in? Government officials and these leaders can't deliver you. Secretly they plotting and they scheming to get rid of you. Really don't consider you, yes you put your faith in flesh and blood men who can't bring you salvation. Righteous and the wicked, there must be a separation. Know where you stand on this day of visitation. On my foundation, lacing up my boots, I'ma set apart so damn my weapon is the truth. Now I say hallelujah, give praise to his name. And if you had wisdom, then you would do the same. His grace and compassion is how I overcame. Even when it looked grim, he brought me through the rain. So don't worry about the weather, indeed it gets better. You put Yah first, you can make it through whatever. Every day I'm breathing, I strive for perfection, and praying I'm awakened in that first resurrection. I believe in the law, prophets, and the Messiah. Now I gotta prove it, so it's trial by fire. Just living on the spirit, to my thoughts much higher. Wanna serve Yah, obedience is required. Just a fellow servant, I ain't trying to say I'm righteous, but every day I'm striving, seeking and abiding, walking down a path, letting Yah be my guidance. Even blindfolded, gotta stay focused, speak the good news, and I'm spreading it with boldness. To the lost sheep, know the deceit in my motives. Try to stay blameless, humble and meek. You don't have to lift weights, Yah strength is the weak. In the land of deceit, woke me up from my sleep. So how could I return to a life in the street? See, I know where I've been and know where I'm at, and I prefer the latter. Ain't no way I'm going back. Now I say hallelujah, give praise to his name. And if you had wisdom, then you would do the same. His grace and compassion is how I overcame. Even when it looked grim, he brought me through the rain. So don't worry about the weather, indeed it gets better. You put Yah first, you can make it through whatever. Every day I'm breathing, I strive for perfection, and praying I'm awakened in that first resurrection. Now I say hallelujah, give praise to his name. And if you had wisdom, then you would do the same. His grace and compassion is how I overcame. Even when it looked grim, he brought me through the rain. So don't worry about the weather, indeed it gets better. You put Yah first, you can make it through whatever. Every day I'm breathing, I strive for perfection, and praying I'm awakened in that first resurrection.
Children of Yahweh.
All right, we're back from our break, and that song is Dennis Witherspoon's Children of Yahweh, and before that, we had Yah First by David, Child of Yah, and I see that in the chat, we have the guest I was talking about earlier, so if he wants to come on into the queue, I'll let him say what he, give him a few minutes to talk about what he wanted to say the other day when we didn't have time. The discussion was, what he wanted to talk about is what is a Jew. We were talking about that all last week and where the name Jew, J-E-W, came from, because that word in itself is really not in Scripture. You know, it's a, what they did was they took another word and they inserted that word in its place. So, my brother, if you want to come on in, you're welcome to come in to give us your take on that, you know, what the word is. But while you make up your mind whether you're going to come in, I'm going to continue what I was talking about until you come in. I was talking about, my seed catalogs, okay? I told before, this I did this on my YouTube channel, Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds. It's a good, one of the best for heirloom seeds. This is, everybody loves this company for that, because not only do they have vegetables, like I said, they have the edible flowers, but also you can get, let me see, I have one from, it's called Bountiful Gardens. Now, I don't know if all their stuff is organic, but, a lot of people seem to like them as well. But one that I do know that everybody likes is called Seed Savers Exchange. And all their stuff is organic. They even have the organic thing on their catalog, the front of their catalog. And I have gotten seeds from them before. So, this is a good one to use as well. Also, one I got is called Peaceful Valley Farm and Garden Supply. This is here in California, in Southern California. What, no, is it Southern? No, Central. Anyway, it's here in California. So this is a good one also. A lot of their stuff is organic. Well, most of their stuff is organic. And I have one that I really wouldn't recommend to anybody, and that is, it's called Gurney Seed and Nursery, because a lot of their stuff is, I don't know, hybrid. I mean, there's nothing really wrong with the hybrid, but you just can't keep the seeds, because when you plant a hybrid and keep the seeds, you're not going to get what you first planted, okay? It's going to be something totally different. So I really wouldn't recommend this catalog. But then I have another one here that is it's called Glory Bee. For anybody who has thought about going into beekeeping, I even thought about that. I don't know how well I would do, but I've thought about it. But it has all the information and all the equipment you need and training to be a beekeeper. You know, we need bees to grow our vegetables, because if we don't have bees, you know, they can't our food. What do? They pollinate it for it to grow, so we do need that. Where did our brother go? It looks like he logged out. Well, if you're still listening and you still want to talk about that, log back in. It would be interesting. I know people really wanted to know what you had to say. Okay, there he is. Come on, brother. Come on. I want you to call in so we can discuss this. We have a few minutes so we can discuss what you really wanted to talk about, because I really wanted to hear what you had to say. His name is Ed Yemaya. Is that how you say your name, or did I just mess it up? Yeah, because I really want to hear what you have to say, my brother, because this is a topic, it's out there now, and everybody is interested in it. And like I said, last week we were talking about that same subject. It just seemed to come out of nowhere, and everybody was discussing it. So, if you will, please call in, you know, because I can see you in the chat room. I would love for you to call in. Oh, well, maybe he, okay. I'll wait because we have 25 minutes left in the program. So if he wants to call and give us a few words, he can. But anyway, as I was saying, for those of you who will be first-time gardeners, get your catalogs and learn, find out what you want to grow for the first time. Like I said, the easiest things to grow is, you know, start with tomatoes and cucumbers and things like that. Does anybody else have any? I see another guest. Anybody else have anything they want to say? I'm just going to open up the chat room and you can say what you want to say. Or you can call in for that matter. You know, guest call in is 347-884-8624. So, anybody? Now, if I open up in, let me see, say something to me now. Don't just sit there and not say nothing, because a lot of times I let people in and they don't say anything, so I'm going to let you in.
Yes.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Our new caller. Actually, this
hey.
Is Eddie Shop. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm thanking the Most High for every day he gives breath. Try to grow some more, if you know what I mean.
All right.
Indeed. I was listening the other day. In fact, you know, like I said, first time I actually managed to catch the show. Been a busy morning, managed to get in after all. But like I said, the other day was the first time I had a chance to listen to your show a little bit. And one of the things that I noticed you said, and I emphatically agree in something that you said, and you mentioned the idea that it is ultimately only the Most High who knows who true Israel is. And
right.
Frank about it. There's no question about this in my mind, because the scriptures talk about how the people have been, our people have been scattered north, south, east, and west. And Isaiah 43 speaks about that, and we know about the blessings and curses that actually be said that. And there's no question about it, even in Revelation 7, that our people have been scattered in all nations, tribes, kindreds, and tongues. And we're going to have to be prepared beyond all our personal grievances in this world. For his holy name's sake, knowing that the only offering he's going to accept is a people brought to peace after his conscience, we're going to have to get past all of what appears to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
An identity or a sense of righteousness, and begin to really, truly ask the Most High to, if you will, amend and heal our hearts to discern is who he calls. That will be, if you understand what I'm saying, ultimately among the sealed and confirmed.
Yes, yeah, I understand all that.
No question about it. No, if I don't think there's any ifs, ands, or buts about it. I think the problem that by and large exists is that we forget the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, and the end result of it is this. He chooses whom he will. The book of Joel tells us, it says, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to the remnant whom he has called. Now, the question is,
right.
How many of us would respond rightly to his call? One of the things that gets me is I look around and I see some 45,000 denominations out here in 280 nations across 19 world religions. Something's desperately wrong. The commission was to go forth and teach all nations everything beyond all the constraints of all the rulers, beyond all the constraints of all these various, let's just say, man-made pulpits and thrones. That was the commission.
Right.
It's obvious that you wouldn't have 45,000 of these across these 280 nations if that purity and completion that offers one choice, that is the gospel of peace, had genuinely had been taught. So we were warned to watch out for false prophets. I mean, the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Okay, if the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it, and brings all things to remembrance, even according to all the Most High spoke by his prophets since the world began, if we were all genuinely in pursuit of that ultimate truth for the good of us all, could all these institutions exist, dividing our people? Absolutely not. So we're going to have to be more careful. We're going to have to ask the Most High what he meant and ask for his help in discerning this. I think about the scriptures in Matthew, where he said, your righteousness must exceed that of, they put down scribes and Pharisees. Well, let's be for real about it. Those who know the truth know that some few decades before the birth of Messiah, 2,000 years ago, Rome came in, slaughtered all the priests, impaled upon the walls of the city, and not just upon the walls of the city, but on, if you will, stakes outside.
Right.
And they appointed a Sanhedrin over Israel that went as far as to say they had no king but Caesar. Now, that tells you something. That tells you something right quick. It tells you this was a very much so, as Messiah said, a hypocritical priesthood. Now, the thing I tell people is this. They put down, say, your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, but notice what it really said just before this. It said, think not. Don't let anybody trick you in any way. That's really what it means. Don't let anybody trick you in any way to think that I came in any way to abolish or destroy or dishonor in any way anything contained in the law and the prophets. But after, if you get my point, after the speech, after the Spirit, to teach it all and to bring it all into manifestation. I think one of the biggest problems is that we live in a society right now that after, you know, let's just say worldly jurisdictions, people want to believe that in some kind of way the truth of the gospel and the commission to go forth and teach all things has been negated in some respect by various rulers in this world who at the end of the day never had the ultimate interests of the faith and reconciliation of a people in mind. So what he's really saying...
Exactly.
Yes. So I look at it. It says, till heaven and earth pass away. Most people don't realize that what those scriptures are actually saying, till all false rule over this world, all fallen, fleshly, foolish. Look at that vibration, that FLS that keeps coming back. To all fallen, false, foolish, less than, let's just say, completely faithful ideals in this world, rulerships in this world, pulpits and thrones in this world, are no more. Don't let anybody trick you to think that he came to do anything else but establish a throne that is true to Yah. So I look at that scripture like in John 17:9. It says, I make no request for the world, but for those who will accept thy word. Most people don't realize this world is divided by so many contentious, treacherous, divisive, self-righteous, prideful institutions that most don't realize those scriptures saying that the gospel is to the meek. Not everyone is prepared to open their hearts enough to say, look what Shaul said. He said, I don't judge myself. Let no man judge himself so wise before the time. When the Lord comes and reveals the hidden things. And how about the hidden things that we haven't considered? How about exposing all those folks who hide in the truth? And then shall every man know how to praise. And you know the word for praise means to honor. Honor. Honor the Most High. Well, goodness then. How is it that we got all these institutions want to sit back and say that they're already confirmed and sealed? Something is wrong with that. I can only tell you my personal story. My personal story, I could talk about Revelation 7 and 2, who that one called the angel from the rising sun is, knowing the word angel means king and rising sun means east, and that they mistranslated Revelation 16 and 12. That one called the King of the East is the one that's spoken of in Isaiah 41. But here's the point. I can only tell you that at the time I had my awakening, I had no way, inkling, or any concept whatsoever of per se being a Jew, if you will. Because I tell you, I asked the Most High later on, what was his definition of a Jew? That was the best word I knew at the time. And you know what he told me? He said that's something in terms of a conscience that he will have to restore on the earth. Now, that might be a shocking thing for a lot of people, but who else can define who it is that fully honors him? And can we fully honor him but by his Spirit revealing to us those things, not only what we know, but what is missing? Because he told me these words. He said, look, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving full consideration to what he has spoken, well, quite frankly, that's not wisdom at all. So as he dictates the truth and as he has, we need to ask the Most High for that memory that comes by his spirit that teaches all things and brings all things to remembrance. And unless we're willing to, let's just say, open our minds to that ability or capacitation, we oftentimes very much so fall short. But I can only tell you about my personal story. Well, what I can tell you is that I remember a dream. I can talk about now, it's been quite a few years. In that dream, I was inside a place immediately that looked like an old mining shaft. Okay? Dark inside that mining shaft. Stumbling over stones on the ground. Ground itself didn't seem quite that firm, to be quite frank with you. Stumbling through this place in the dark, but I could see in front of me that it must have turned the tunnel, so it must have turned to the right up ahead, because I saw like a little bit of light on the left wall. And like I said, I was stumbling and falling. Like I said, my hand hit against the walls of the place, and, you know, like I said, it looked like it, well, quite frankly, looked, the whole place looked rickety. There were like, I don't know how I can explain it to you, but I guess if you say like 8x8, I guess you can say wooden beams trying to hold the place together. But it was, like I said, deep underground. All right. The first thing that came to my mind was this. I said, I need to get out of this place. I got to get out of this place. I knew it wasn't safe. All right. So I began to try to walk forward best I could. And it seems like as soon as I said, I need to get out of this place because it's definitely not safe. Lo and behold, it felt like the ground and everything started shaking. And lo and behold, I think I felt the first, I guess, say specks of dirt hit me on my head. And I was really, like I said, really anxious about getting out of this place. I knew it wasn't anything safe or stable about it. In fact, it could be a potential death trap. Anyway, as soon as I said that, it was like my body, I knew, was down that mining shaft. But it was like taken at an angle, maybe about 45 degrees. I'd say about 45 degree angle, maybe a mile into the sky, I guess you could say, beyond where I knew my body was still in that shaft. And I saw this huge arm above where I knew my body was at that shaft, looking back at it. And this huge arm came out of the heavens, and it reached down through the ground quickly. And the next thing I knew, I was back in the mining shaft, but I was inside that hand that came from the heavens. I kept hearing it for a moment, things shaking and trembling. Next thing I knew, the hand was moving. I could tell inside the hand was moving. Next thing I know, the hand opened. And I could see that bright light that I knew was at the end of that tunnel. But I was still inside. I looked around, and instead of the walls being dirt, the walls were rock. Much more solid rock. Instead of those big old giant boulders in front of me, there was rocks, but I could easily step over and around them. But everything told me these words, this concept right off the top. Say, you're in my hands now. All before, you've been in somebody, under something that basically was not to your good. Blind and couldn't see. I had to deal with that. But he said, I'm with you now, but you still got to get out of this tunnel into that light, fully into that light.
Okay, now. Wait. Okay, now let me just now. Were you part of the church beforehand or
Thank
not?
The Most High, no.
Okay, so you came into the understanding without having to go through all the the Christianity stuff and would have all the baggage in them?
I thank the Most High that I was not in any of these institutions. I had some other avocations and hobbies that I was about that had all my attention. It was like, I can best tell you, it was kind of like a series of dreams and visions that I was like literally snatched. And it was like, okay, I'm real. And it wasn't like, I'm telling you this because you're so good. It's because I know your potential is far greater. I got something better for you than this. I started looking around and asking people about, you know, certain spiritual things. And every time I kept getting the answer, how do you know that I don't want more for you than this? I could tell you about the one that really alerted me to the idea of having Hebrew ancestry. I didn't know anything about that either. Found out more about that looking and talking to some of my grandparents. And I'm really kind of stunning that they didn't, I knew nothing of it. But at any rate, what happened was, I can tell you this one really quick, because I know the show is very about to go out. But
yeah.
The beginning of the dream was in a spiral staircase. I can relate it, if I may. In a spiral staircase. And I was walking up the spiral staircase, people in front of me, people behind me. Didn't know anything about what they were saying. I kept hearing this word over and over again while they were walking up this spiral staircase. I could see there was a place up at the top. Everybody talking, we're kind of walk up toward it. And while walking up the stair, this spiral staircase, they were all saying this word in unison that I didn't know anything about whatsoever. They were saying, Abram, Abram, Abram. What's the Abram? First thing come to my mind, I don't know anything about what's going on, why I went up these stairs, who these people are, I don't know anything. But I got, suddenly came to my mind that these were Hebrew people. Wow. And at first, the first thing that came to my mind is, I want to get out of this place, because nothing there seemed anything I was familiar with. I thought about the idea about going outside this place, and the first thing that came to my mind, I saw in my mind, lions, tigers, and bears, and some of everything else, and snakes, and some of everything else that might be out to get you. So the first thing that came to my mind, maybe I need to try to find a way to stay in this place. And I tried to act inconspicuous and try to emulate whatever I saw so nobody would suspect that, I wasn't familiar with where I was. And I still didn't exactly start chanting the same thing I heard, because I didn't know what they were saying. Okay. And then I suddenly heard the voice. And what it said to me is, it basically said, calm down. You have a place in this. You are a Jew, and you have a place in this too. Okay, what does that mean? No clue. But anyway, what I remember was continuing to walk up those stairs. And all I can tell you, at the top of the spiral staircase, there was a room, large room. I know there were a lot of the ancients. And I would even go as far as the dare say, and a lot of people might find that shocking to say, but guess what? Up there at the top, among many others, I believe it was Abraham himself. And I will tell you this, he was very definitely, without question, a very dark-skinned man. I could only tell you, I could tell you a lot more about it, but I could just simply tell you this. When I saw him, at first, I saw a man who looked somewhat emaciated. And I say emaciated, I mean exactly what I said, emaciated. But when he opened his eyes, there was a brilliant light there, a very brilliant light there. And the first impression that was transmitted to me was this: this is your people, but it's time for them to open their eyes. What I come to find out, not knowing anything about it, is that I was talking to my grandparents, and I was really kind of stunned because I'm finding out on both sides. Both sides, Hebrew heritage, knew nothing about it. Come to find out that got Hebrew blood coming from a little everywhere, through the West Indies, coming through Europe, coming through a little everywhere. totally stunned me. Didn't know anything about family names. Didn't know anything about, you know, the idea that certain people, where they came from, where certain tribes were. Didn't know anything about any of that. But, hey, when they told me that my grandparents, well, I'll go ahead and tell you this. One of my grandparents going back was definitely an Orthodox, if you will, Jew. And they had a situation where one of my grandmothers, they were supposed to be married, but the state of Texas would not allow them. But at any rate, long story short, there's stories about people keeping Shabbats, even in the midst of slavery. People coming through Portugal.
Yeah,
and as you know, Portugal was one of the places that a lot of our people spread to. I had heard the stories, but I got much more intense about looking at the stories later on. And come to find out, because we were blessed in our family to have people who live in the late 90s and 100s, that people knew such stories. And even about one lady in particular, Patu, coming from Portugal, they called her, who jumped ship. That after she jumped ship, they might wind up bringing her here. But I kept on looking at this idea about Portugal, people coming through Belize, people coming through Senegal, Sierra Leone, that kind of thing. And I sit back and say, wait a minute, hold on. That's where they took a whole lot of our people. And you sit back and talk about a lot of these same customs. And you sit back and say, where did this come from? Well, like I said, he was alerting.
Well, you know what? Our time is running down. And see, that's why I was hoping you would have called earlier.
Yeah,
you would have had
indeed.
A little bit more time. Yeah, more time. So, you know, maybe we can get you back on the show and you can finish out your thought and finish, you know, telling us about. Yeah, so I have to pick a day, but I would want you to call early. You know, when the show starts, we start at 8 o'clock at PST.
Okay.
And that way we can get most of your story in, because you know, like when we get to talking about these things, you know, we go on and on and on and run out of time, and I don't want you to, you know, to run out of time. So, anyway, I appreciate you calling and sharing with us, and look forward to having you come back to, you know, to finish sharing. Like I said, but call early so we can get the whole story in. And I appreciate everybody who call, you know, who listen in, and those of you in the chat room. I really appreciate you coming in. So right now, I'm just going to have to say shalom to everybody till next week. We are live. We come on live every Tuesday and Thursdays at 8 a.m., like I said, Pacific Standard Time. And so I look forward to seeing you guys in the chat room again. So with that, shalom, shalom.